Hey babe, I just thought I'd be transparent with you and give you a heads up. You remember Dustin? Yes, that Dustin, the one I cheated on you with 2 years ago. Yeah, well, anyway, he just texted me. And I want to emphasize, I did not text him back, and I don't intend to. I just know that I committed a horrible breach of trust when I fucked him, and I still feel incredibly guilty for doing that. I absolutely told you I fucked him. I didn't? What did I say? That we just made out? Look, babe, I'm sorry. It was all such a blur. We were at a party, I took an Adderall, and amphetamines make you super horny. You were in Wisconsin while I was at this party. I desperately needed some dick, and one thing led to another. Look, I understand you're upset, and you have every right to be, but please, tell you everything that happened? Well, I went to this party with Danica, and before we did, she gave me an Adderall XR. Her sister has ADHD, so it was easy to get my hands on. We went to the party around 11:30 or so, and at this point I was incredibly horny and my social anxiety melted away. So I started mingling. Dustin came over, we talked for a bit, then we started to dance. Dancing started out platonic, but then his hands started to gently touch my hips, and once that happened, I don't know what got into me. I turned around and I pressed my ass against him. And I started grinding on him. I'm sorry, what? I was wearing that tight black dress I wore to ecstasy that one time. Underneath, why do you want to know that? Jesus, are you fucking auditing me or something? Oh my god. Your dick is fucking hard. Is this making you horny? Yeah? Want me to keep going? Well, I was wearing the black strapless bra I have, and beneath that, I wore those turquoise panties because they made my ass look tight. And I was feeling like a thought that night. I pressed my ass against his dick, and babe, it was super hard. It made me so wet. I just kept swerving my hips and leaning closer to him. I turned around, we made out in front of everyone, and it turned out to be his house, so we went to his bedroom. Once we got there, he turned on the lights and started unbuttoning his shirt while he grabbed as much as he could. I kissed his chest and started slowly going downward. I unbuckled his belt, unzipped his pants, and took them down. Oh my god. Are you gonna jerk off while I tell this story? Babe, I'm right here. Oh my god, you're going to have the hardest orgasm you've ever had. I just know it. You like me jerking you off like that? As I was saying, I just took his pants off. I licked my lips. And I slowly wrapped them around his uncircumcised dick. As my lips touched, I circled my tongue around the head of his dick. Then I started to slowly move my head until his dick was touching the back of my throat. I made a small gag sound, which turned him on. So he grabbed my hair and started pushing my head against his dick. My blowjob got sloppier and I started bobbing my head up and down. Once I stopped, his dick had so much saliva and he was rock hard. He turned me around, lifted my dress up to expose my ass. And he kept slapping it until it turned red. It kind of hurt, but it made me so wet. My god. He wanted to eat my ass, but I wasn't into that at the time, so I said no. Instead, he started kissing it and smothering his face in it while spanking me. At that point, I started feeling guilty. But I was so horny that I suppressed that voice in my head. Yeah, he really enjoyed it. I saw his eyes roll from all the pleasure he was getting. He took off my panties with his teeth and went down on me. I came so fucking quickly too, and babe, I'm sorry to say this, but he gave me such great head. Like, it was the best head I've ever gotten. I came in his mouth so hard. Oh, you like that, huh? Hey, I have a wild idea. I'm gonna fuck you and continue the story. So, he laid me down. Sorry. And I got on top of him. I grabbed his dick, slid it around my clit, then inched it closer and sat on it, just like what I'm doing to you right now. You want me to go? You want me to fuck you just like I did to him? I'm gonna pretend like you're him. And I'm going to relive that entire night. All you have to do is just lay there. Oh, Dusty. Yeah. Oh, God, your dick is so good. Oh, Dusty. Oh, Dusty. You know something, babe? He didn't wear a condom. And when I took a break, I sucked him off again. That's right. I sucked my own pussy juice off his dick and gave him the boyfriend treatment. I gave his dick a spit shine. Once I finished sucking his dick, he took off my dress and my bra, and he started sucking and biting my nipples. I wrapped my tits in his face and rubbed my pussy against his dick as he got smothered in my bare tits. He left high kiss all over them too. God, he can bite. After that, he wanted me to go reverse cowgirl, so I did. And he kept slapping my ass. And he told me he loved being called daddy. You remember when he wanted me to call you daddy and I said no because I thought it was weird? I don't know, he requested I moan it and I was feeling so adventurous that I did. And I fucking loved it. So I kept moaning, yes, daddy, oh, fuck me harder, daddy. And then he pushed me off. He came all over my face and he went off like a fucking geyser. My God, my face was fucking covered with his cum and I tasted it. He then told me that my tits and ass were the best he's ever seen, and that he would jerk off to me for years because of how great I was. You want to come on my face now, baby? Before you blow your load, just think about how another man fucked your girl. Think about how your girl dressed slutty and let another man enjoy her body. Think about how your girlfriend of 6 years fucked a complete stranger like a porn star. Think about how he blasted a thick load all over the same face you've kissed and woken up next to for over 6 years. Yeah, baby. Give your slutty cheating girlfriend all of your cum. Yeah. Jesus Christ. I've never seen you cum that much. Did you like that, baby? I'm gonna text him back now. Want me to fuck him again? Yeah? Hey, I just had a wild idea. Remember that promise ring you gave me 4 years ago? And how we promised we'd stick together and get married? Next time I fuck him, I'm gonna wear it and have him come on it. And you're gonna watch. Aren't I such a good girlfriend to you?